好多謝阿葉先生。在我邀請大家去發言或者提意見之前，或者我都先提翻一兩點。今朝早上咧，就城規會開會嘅時候，亦都規劃處向佢哋報告咗呢個初步發展大綱圖啊。咁喺城規會裏邊亦都有啲嘅討論嘅。咁站在共建維港委員會嘅角度咧，就即係大家委員都已經見過張圖啦，亦都知道佢嗰個制定嘅時候嘅過程係點樣。咁我今次亦都向城規會係表達過咧，就係即係我嘅意見就係，我覺得呢張圖制定出嚟嘅時候，咁喺唔少地方係有好充分去重視到第一二階段裏面收集到唔同持份者嘅意見嘅，即係呢個就無可否認啊。咁但係當然咧，就喺第一二階段裏面亦都有好多人提嘅意見咧，我哋唔能夠將佢擺曬落去。咁但係喺規劃署同埋顧問公司決定接受一啲部分同埋唔接受其他部分嘅時候，咁我哋都係經過好多辯論啊，就唔一定咧係有共識。咁但係我哋咧就有好多嘅討論嘅。咁喺文件裏面咧亦都即係跟住我哋委員會曾經建議過咧，所以文件今次我哋會議嘅文件亦都包括咗一個附件咧，就係列出咗現在呢份大綱圖裏面所有嘅所謂發展項目 development components 啊，咁係喺附件二嗰度。咁不過咧，就我記得委員會亦都其實曾經有個意見咧，就係除咗係我哋列咗今次呢個 PODP 裏面嘅發展項目，另外我哋都希望咧可以見到可以有一個表係列埋出嚟咧，就係規劃署喺第一二階段裏面曾經聽過嘅意見，不過冇接受到嘅，即係我哋經過咗辯論之後咧，決定咗不接受嘅一啲發展建議咁同埋咧係我哋不接受嘅一啲原因。咁所以我就建議即係秘書處就跟進一下啦，即係可以同規劃署咧再去跟進一下。咁因為喺第三階段嘅公眾參與裏面，我希望都可以提供埋嗰啲資料啊。咁就嘅意思唔係話一定要叫人哋去翻案啊。咁但係亦都即係唔可以話唔俾機會人哋再去提翻。咁但係我哋咧就正係鼓勵咧大家去繼續呢個討論啦。若果係第一二階段裏面不被接受嘅意見咧，係有原因不被接受嘅。咁如果佢想再繼續提出，佢亦都可以。咁但係佢要提出更加多嘅原因去希望我哋最後呢個圖咧係可以即係每一次去做檢討咧，都係向前去邁進一步。咁今朝早我哋都係向城規會係講咗幾點嘅睇法，咁就唔係對呢個圖嘅意見，因為我哋委員會仲未有個意見啦。咁但係我係綜合咗第一二階段裏面咧，就指出咗第一二階段裏面我哋委員會能夠綜合到嘅市民嘅意見啦。咁我提出咗三點，就已經向城規會反映咗。咁第一點咧就係、是我哋聽到市民有好多嘅聲音，都係想好強調啟德嗰個所謂 heritage 啊，即係啟德嗰種嘅精神啊，或者啟德嘅特色。咁呢個咧喺文件裏面咧，今次呢個圖咧亦都有嘗試去回應到嘅。咁但係就喺呢方面可唔可以再加強一啲咧？即係因為呢個係第一二階段裏面一個好強烈嘅我哋感受得到嘅一點市民嘅訴求啊。咁第二點咧就係有關個跑道中間，尤其是而家咧就跑道會變咗做一大部分係個都會公園，另外咧就係啲住宅區。咁我哋喺第二階段裏面亦都委員會有提出過咧，就呢個跑步一定要搞得好嘅。咁對於呢個意向，我哋唔一定去質疑。咁但係點樣能夠真係達到呢個意向咧？就我哋希望喺第三階段裏面再問多啲嘅公眾啦。因為如果做得好咧，咁啊真係個跑道可以搞活曬啊！連跑道住嗰個區咧，咁都成為香港嘅一個即係 icon 啊，一啲地標。但如果搞得唔好嘅話咧，咁就反而即係我哋規劃理想唔可以達得到嘅話，咁成個都會公園變咗做即係一小撮人嘅私家嘅公園，咁啊會即係非常之唔理想添。咁所以點樣可以幫助去達至呢個規劃理想，咁係我哋好希望可以公眾參與，俾到我哋一啲意見。咁第三點我亦都提出過咧，就係我發覺喺第一二階段好多市民提出，城規會亦都有同樣嘅睇法嘅，就係喺個社區連接嗰度啊。咁而家咧就提出咗好多嘅意見啦。咁但係可唔可以仲再進一步去改善佢咧？特別咧係觀塘區嗰度有一個好明顯嘅 缺陷喺度啊，因為個開合條我哋係一個所謂 idea 嚟嘅啫，即係我哋唔肯定做唔做得到嘅。咁如果冇嗰樣嘢，有冇其他嘅連接？咁呢個五師觀塘啦，其他地區嘅連接，我哋都係即係希望下一階段可以再進一步嘅。咁因此咧，我亦都鼓勵大家委員喺提問或者俾意見嘅時候，當然若果有個人意見咧，都可以即管去提出啊。咁但係我就會鼓勵大家，若果個人嘅意見，我哋仲有好多嘅論壇裏邊可以提出啊。咁若果有問題咧，就想澄清，亦都可以去問啦。不過我相信委員經過咗幾個階段咧，就都對成個啟德區啊有都有非常充分嘅了解啦。咁所以我會鼓勵大家咧，就去比較集中啲咧，去俾意見，係我哋點樣可以協助公眾去再將呢個圖咧係帶進去另外一步。因為去到下一階段嘅時候咧，就會去咗城規會嘅手上噶啦。咁正如頭先我提咗幾點咧，就係一啲嘅第一二階段綜合到嘅問題。我哋可以引導公眾咧去俾多啲意見嘅，即係個連接。我哋可能睇到一個問題，或者即係覺得已經有一啲嘅意見，但係未必足夠。咁有邊幾方面，我哋覺得咧係想去再進一步，將成個圖去再更加個規劃可以做得理想一啲嘅。咁希望喺呢方面可以聽到大家多啲嘅意見。好，咁with that remark, like to invite views from members, and I understand Mr. Nick Book has to leave early.
Yes.
And since you're sitting next to me, do you like to start?
If I could, Chair, I mean, as you've said, I mean, this plan has been the outcome of extensive consultation. I mean, I think in terms of the process, I think it's a very good example of community involvement and the engagement process at work. I mean, it's the first big case that Hong Kong has taken forward in this way, so I think in that sense it's a model which we can look at and examine and improve going forward. So far as the plan is concerned, yes, there are elements which I think will still be capable of enhancement, will be subject to discussion. You yourself have mentioned the linkage to Kwun Tong, which I think will be is an area where we could look at trying to overcome the challenges there. There's the connectivity with the surrounding districts. Again, I think we could look at see if we can enhance that any further. There's also the interface between the different elements of the plan. And again, you touched on that. And I suspect there will be ongoing debate about certain elements of the plan, such as the cruise terminal and perhaps even the sports stadium. But certainly, so far as I'm concerned, I'm pleased with the outcome. I think it reflects the values and the principles which HEC believes in, which we spent a lot of time shaping, if you like, over the last few years, and which we feel are vital in the planning of the waterfront. Particularly, what I like is the adoption of the holistic approach. I mean, it does reflect that overall requirement, which we think is important. It also, obviously, the plan obviously reflects the harbour planning principles, which again, I think, are very important going forward. My sense is that it's very much a community-driven and a community-sensitive and responsive plan. Leisure and tourism, obviously, are high on the agenda. They're the main drivers of the solution. So overall, I'm personally supportive of the outcome. We can fine-tune. There are elements which we might seek to improve, but overall, I think we've reflected the community views in the best way we can. Just in terms of the way forward, because as you said, I have to leave. Initial response, it was in the media yesterday, people already talking about the plan. I mean, the initial response has been very positive. I think we need to maintain the momentum, and that's going to be the key, I think. In fact, there was a meeting with the chief executive yesterday, and this was raised generally, and it's the issue of packaging, if I may suggest. This at the moment is very much, if I might describe it, it's a technical presentation. It's a two-dimensional approach. My feeling and the feeling of others who've seen it is that this is going to be pretty difficult for the general public to comprehend. It's fine to the experts around the table, if you like. And certainly, I think in terms of taking it forward and seeking further views, I would like to see us adopt much more of what I describe as a three-dimensional approach, because that is what people will relate to far better. And to the extent, we have to do this to prove we've done our homework, if you like, but I think moving on, I think a three-dimensional approach, and I think what we should try and do is model the different, we've got the overall model, but I would like to see us model the different districts, the different elements of the plan, so that people can better understand how they fit into the overall plan for the whole of Kaitak. The other challenge that you yourself have touched on is how we interface with the town planning board going forward, and I think that's an important issue because ultimately, obviously, they have to prepare an OZ, they have to draw up an outline zoning plan which reflects the outcome of the further consultation. And I wonder, and rather than them inherit a solution and perhaps not feel totally comfortable with the outcome, I wonder whether there is some scope for partnership going forward, where even if they don't actively participate in the different consultation events that we hold, engagement events that we hold from now on, at least perhaps they attend as observers, so they get a sense, a feel for what the public are wanting, but also they feel part of the process, because what we don't want, I think, is if in 4 or 5 months' time we come up with a final solution, what we believe is the final solution, is passed to them, and then for some reason they have reservations or concerns. So I think partnership going forward will be important. Thank you.
Thank you. We shall get to that when
sure.
We are at the next agenda item on the public participation program. Thank you for the views. Andrew?
Thank you, Chairman. And I think in the interest of time, I can say I can concur with all that Mr. Brook has added on this topic. I think the key issues are now taking this again to the community and saying, well, we've taken it this far, assimilating your views. There are areas which will need to be ironed out, but I think we've got a very good and clear plan on the table. Yes, a 3D model I think is a good way forward, and people do respond very positively to those. On the topic of the work that we've done with the harbour planning principles, I think that, you know, you can clearly see that this plan addresses, I'd say, at least 80% of the harbour planning principles. The ones which, you know, any PODP can't address is things like the more philosophical aspects, like sustainable development or consultation processes, and I think those are the elements, perhaps, of the principles which we need to act in our spirit ongoing, which really can't be reflected in the plan itself. But I think our actions do the principles quite good justice so far. So I think that's very encouraging. In terms of the interface with the town planning board. Again, I agree that some partnership is good. The work that the ATC has to do now is to put some guidelines together to articulate the harbour planning principles. And I think this would be particularly valuable, putting some clear guidelines forward for how we translate a broad outline development plan into enshrined principles on the ground and what level of quality. So this is sort of going one step beyond the urban design guidelines, and perhaps with the outline zoning plan this means helping in that shaping process of what would be maybe the design brief that goes along with the OZP. I think that'll be a very valuable process, because at the moment we're in this process of working up guidelines to support the harbour planning principles. We're not there yet. So again, partnership approach, very, very, very much encouraged.
Thank you. I think when this whole review is done, then maybe the Bureau and the HEC, if HEC still exists, we have to think about the implications of this exercise on planning in general. But let's leave that to later. For the time being, if we look at the PODP, I'd like to see what views of respective members have.
委員其他的提問或者意見呢？ 是下一個階段 嗰個生化處理個方法個成效係係誒係個結果係點樣咧，先至係會係誒即係做到下一步嘅決定。咁即如果嗰個生化處理嗰個方法唔能夠係一個理想嘅後果咧，可能呢、這個誒、計劃咧有一個翻天覆地嘅改變。咁就呢一點係我個人幾關心嘅一個課題，我只係想喺度提出嚇。
呢個都是第一、二階段裏面我哋重複咁樣提咗出嚟噶啦。咁、那個底線咧就係、是、個明渠嘅環保問題一定要解決。咁呢個已經係共識嚟嘅，即係咁所以政府咧就有責任係需要交代。我相信政府都承諾咗係會交代咧，一定會有方法解決。咁現在嗰個假定咧就係、是、唔需要填海係解決得到嘅。葉先生係咪？
主席啊，即係呢個關於啟德明渠咧，呢、這個其實咧好多人都好關注嘅。咁或者可唔可以請今日我哋黃生，即係俾一俾即係一個最新嘅情況咧，佢哋喺研究嗰方面咧，等各位委員都知道咧，究竟土木工程署喺即係喺明渠嗰方面嗰個工作咧，而家係去到邊一個階段，同埋未來仲有啲咩工作要繼續做嘅咧？請阿黃生。
黃先生要 update 係咪？
唔該啊，葉生同埋啊，多謝主席。或者咁啦，我哋土木工程拓展處咧係同規劃處攜手去就住啟德明渠做一啲嘅即係而家方面嘅分析啊各方面。或者我想先請阿馬生，佢係今次規劃檢討嘅顧問，佢俾少少關於我哋已經做咗功夫，然後我再補充咁，我提議咁樣啦。唔該，馬生，好啊。
OK， 多謝主席，多謝黃生。咁就其實我都希望向大家匯報一下，而家其實我哋處理啟德明渠關於嗰個污染問題嘅做法同埋而家嘅進展。咁其實我哋而家我哋本身嗰個 approach 或者我哋個處理方法咧，我哋係一個多元化嘅方法，就唔係單一淨係話咧處理其中一樣嘢。咁其實我哋睇到個問題本身係牽涉嘅都係相當複雜。咁所以第一步咧，我哋會處理嘅咧就係話關於啟德明渠現時下面所有嘅呢啲沉積物嗰個污染問題。咁嗰個污染問題咧，我哋響實驗室裏頭咧，亦都已經做咗一啲響大學裏頭做咗實驗，亦都證明嗰個反應係相當好。咁但係我哋未曾滿意響呢個地方，我哋就再向前做一步。其實響今年三月嘅時候咧，我哋響啟德明渠，如果你有機會出到去嘅時候咧，其實我係揾咗一個100×100米嘅地盤，即係實地嘅地方，就進行咗第一個測試。咁喺呢個測試裏頭咧，我哋係將呢個我哋嘅生化處理咧，係直接應用落去。咁現時咧，我哋所收到嘅資料咧係正確，係正面嘅。咁就係可以將大部分嘅污染所產生出嚟嘅臭味咧係處理咗。咁但係我哋未係話去到呢一步咧，我哋就覺得係已經可行，因為我哋仲有一個更加高嘅目標咧，就係嗰個持續性嘅問題，即係會唔會係我哋做完呢一次之後，三個月翻轉頭，六個月翻轉頭，咁我哋咧所以係再做多一步。我哋而家係做緊一個一年嘅監察嘅工作。咁而家我哋監察嘅三個月咧。直至而家嘅情況咧，仍然係正面嘅。咁所以咧，我哋仲要花多啲嘅時間咧，再睇佢時間上面變化啦。咁另外亦都天氣同埋温度方面咧，亦都會有繼續變化。咁我哋都會咧，再做多一步咧，就係話我哋會繼續去做啲臭味嘅測試，到底而家個情形係點樣？咁到較熱嘅時間，譬如話今年七月、八月嘅時候，天氣較熱嘅時候，又會有咩變化？我哋會繼續再做落去嘅呢個係。咁另外咧，我哋處理咗咧本身沉積物所產生出嚟嘅污染，這個未完嘅。因為如果我哋淨係處理咗呢一度產生出嚟嘅污染嘅時候咧，其他上游再排落嚟嘅污染咧，亦都會繼續沉澱落去。咁沉澱嘅原因咧，大家如果你出過去，你見到咧呢一條啟德明渠2.幾公里嘅地方咧，係得一個出口，有南邊嘅出口，而嗰度咧亦都有一個大嘅防波堤喺度。咁所以個水咧基本上係平靜如鏡嘅，真係你係見到好靜嘅。咁所以任何少量嘅沉積物咧，都好容易咧就喺呢度沉澱落去。咁所以我哋第二步要做嘅咧就係話我哋改善個水流。咁所以咧我哋都做咗一個模擬嘅測試，用嘅數學模型。亦都係咧攞咗最新嘅污染指數、污染數據咧，就放入呢個模擬裏頭。咁我哋做咗幾個唔同嘅測試，就係200米開口、400米開口、600米開係點樣？咁我哋所現時所測試出嚟咧，600米開口咧係一個好明顯地咧係比其他兩個做法咧係會好嘅。咁所以點解我哋而家定咗個方向咧，就係話我哋放600米。咁當然呢個唔係最後嘅 figure， 因為我哋仲要咧將來經過咧個環評報告裏頭一個詳細嘅數學模擬。咁到時咧，我哋可以將呢個數字咧，我相信咧都係一個微調，即係可能係加減少少。咁但係大致上面咧就係呢一個嘅數字。咁呢一個咧就可以改善咗整體海灣裏頭嘅水流，咁令到咧啲沉積物落嚟嘅時候咧就冇咁容易咧就會流向呢度。咁所以呢個係一個長遠我哋需要考慮。咁另外我哋仲要考慮就係、是，既然我哋仲有污染，咁我係咪應該先去嗰個源頭上面去做嘢咧？咁所以喺呢方面咧，我哋都同環保署嘅同事同埋渠務署嘅同事咧，亦都響度咧係 從旁邊周邊地區咧嗰、那個因為有啲係非法接駁啊，或者其他問題咧，咁我哋都將呢個問題咧係檢視過，咁亦都咧揾咗一啲嘅方向出嚟，譬如話沿住太子道邊咧，我哋睇到有一啲嘅渠咧，現時有啲污水渠咧係排咗落去啟德明渠嘅，咁所以我哋會將嗰啲咧係截流，亦都會將佢咧排翻去正確地排翻去污水處理廠，咁亦都減輕咗呢度嗰個污染。咁所以呢個工作咧，我哋仍然係做緊，咁亦都已經見到咧，大多數可以做到嘅咧已經執行咗。咁另外仲有一部分係需要譬如話地方上面嘅限制啊、走線上面限制咧，嗰啲就會響呢個規劃裏頭咧，我哋係將預留呢啲土地，亦都將呢啲工程咧放咗去基建工程當中嘅一部分嚟處理呢、這個。咁我哋係一個多元化嘅做法。咁直至今日我哋所收集到嘅數據啦，同埋測試嘅結果咧，都係正面嘅。或者阿黃生有冇補充？
多謝 Eric。或者我咁樣睇城市咧，就我大家都清楚就係啟德明渠個問題咧，大家都希望好快有個答案。咁其實或者主席都知，我哋年頭咧，我喺委員會同埋喺另外啲場合都講過，土木工程拓展處聯同規劃處呢個規劃檢討嘅顧問咧，就開展咗啲前期。我哋呢個本身係一個指定嘅工程項目，即係喺環評咧係一個法定嘅程序，我哋一定要做。咁同埋喺保護海港條例裏面有一個好清晰嘅要求，即係嗰個所謂喺冇一個合理嘅解決方法底下，我哋先應該考慮填海。咁變咗大家睇到，我哋今日做緊所有啲功夫都係一定要即係必定要行嘅步驟嚟。咁我哋到今日呢，我可以即係同大家講呢，我哋係審慎樂觀對於呢個非填海，即係我哋一路考慮緊，即係關於處理啟德明渠呢個方案，我哋做緊所有嘅功夫，我哋係審慎樂觀。咁我哋都喺另外一場合同主席同有一部分嘅委員都我自己分享過呢，就話今日比較返幾個月前或者年頭嘅時候呢，我哋嘅信心係大咗啦。不過講咗咁多，當然我哋都唔可以肯定喺呢一個階段話呢填海呢樣嘢係即係到一定係唔需要，我哋都唔可以講呢一句。咁我哋行緊個方向，我都係正確，亦都係我哋必定要做。咁就我或者我都順便講講，因為頭先主席提嗰一點咧，喺啟德嗰、那個即係我哋個 vision 嗰度咧，我哋希望係保留到啟德嘅傳統。咁跑道本身係一個好清楚嘅地標。咁我諗我而家大前提就話，如果啟德明渠係唔需要填而可以解決嗰個問題，我相信喺保存到或者係強化翻啟德跑道作為啟德舊機場一個地標咧，呢個係一個好重要嘅任務。咁我哋都係向緊呢個方向行啊。唔該，主席。
我諗黃先生嘅答案咧，就係而家對於唔填嗰、那個方案咧嘅信心越嚟越大。不過作為工程師，佢哋咧就即係唔係百分之一百，佢都唔可以話確定啦。咁但係黃先生，我諗有一個有關時間性嘅問題咧，都或者值得你再 update 一下大家委員會，因為李先生提出嗰、那個。即係恐怕有一日突然之間發覺翻天覆地咧嚇，就係、如果始終咧你未有一日嗰個清渠方案啊係確定咁樣擺出嚟咧，咁呢張圖都係叫做所謂畫住先嘅啫嘛。咁但係幾時咧就政府先至可以有一個肯定嘅確定嘅清渠嘅方案？到時我哋就知道咧真係唔填啦。咁嗰個時間性，咁你曾經其實都係以前答覆過嘅，咁而家仲有冇新嘅資料對呢個時間上邊？
暫時我諗都係好似之前我哋提過咧，我哋估計今年內咧年底到我哋會有一個比較更清晰啲嘅，即係點講係一個嘅 indication 啦，即係我哋知道係到時嗰個非填海嘅方案嘅可行性係點樣。
年底
年底都係。咁不過當然我哋要再強調一點咧，成個關於啟德明渠嘅處理咧，本身係需要即係經過一個法律嘅程序，嗰、那個就係即係環評嗰個法律程序。咁呢、這個。即係到最後要講到實話係得定唔得，係要經過呢個法律程序先啦。當我諗年底咗，我哋應該會好清楚噶啦，到時都應該好清楚。
唔該，梁先生。
既然大家都喺呢個啟德明渠同埋呢個填海呢、這個即係議題上面咧，即係我諗想都想 focus 翻嘅嘢。咁我諗其實有啲頭先我想講嘅嘢，李生或者黃生或者主席咧都講咗。但係咧，我諗最主要一點，我諗就即係有啲即係幾欣慰，就話去到今時今日，大家都係朝住一個非填海呢個方案啦。呢、這個非填海亦都話唔需要填海呢個做法咧，係即係越嚟越即係明顯或者明朗啦。但我希望。除了我們即是說決定說是幾時我們知道是可以確定一個非填海方案是可以全面去實行之外呢，其實我希望政府可以更進一步行多步，就是看就說這個水質的研究可不可以給到一個更加好的訊息，就是說除了非填海保留這個啟德 跑道呢個咁嘅傳統或者呢個咁嘅 heritage 呢個價值之外咧，可唔可以喺個沿岸或者喺個水體上面咧，再即係評估一下就話有幾多情況可以利用到呢、這個海旁或者係呢個水體咧，做一啲更加 active 啲嘅一啲即係有同海旁或者同水上有關嘅活動啊！即係當然我哋可能唔可以奢望我哋可以即係游水啦，但係咧我諗。其實我諗呢個咁嘅一個即係海灣嘅地方，或者一個陸觀嘅地方咧，其實我諗喺成個維港裏邊咧，即係如果我哋可以投資多少少嘅一啲資源落去咧，如果係做得到呢啲同水有關或者海旁有關嘅一啲活動咧，其實我諗成個社會都會認同啊。咁我希望可以政府喺呢個研究方面咧，係對呢個信息或者對呢個行多步呢樣嘢咧，就更加可以即係有個明朗啲嘅，即係積極啲嘅態度咯。啊，唔
該。其實呢個亦都係第一階段裏邊好多市民公眾嘅意見嚟嘅，即係唔係淨係嗰條跑道嗰啲地啊，而係附近嗰個海旁。講到尾，我哋共建維港委員會啊，即係我哋會關心咧嗰個維港咧，其實係嗰啲海水係大家可以用嘅。咁同埋其實點解游水係奢望咧？
咁主席，希望係有即係、就是、有生一日可以實現到一樣嘢。
我諗即係呢個唔係一定話我哋而家提出個意見，想政府即刻回應，而係我哋喺公眾參與裏面都鼓勵大家再公眾都俾意見。阿葉生又想講講。
主席，我簡單回應一下梁生剛才嘅意見咧。其實主席你講得好啱嘅，即係喺嗰個收集公眾意見嗰度咧，係的確係有好多係表示希望咧。可以在那裡是進行一些水上 的康樂活動，但是剛才呢我們的顧問和我們的工程師 都解釋過，就是那個水質的問題啊，有很多很多東西要處理啊等等，那這些我不再沉，那我唯一說話就是在目前這個就是政府拿出來這個初步的發展大綱圖那個草圖呢，是沒有規劃到一些的水上活動，這個主要考慮到那個水質呢是未必能夠達到那個標準，但是即是都可以講多句的，就是說如果那裡的水體將來日後那個水質是的確能夠改善到達到那個標準的時候呢，是我們是會考慮可不可以再修訂啊，加入一些的水上康樂活動，但這些一切都是要視乎那個水質改善到什麼程度，但是公眾的期望或者公眾的意見呢的確是很清晰，這個我們明白，我們聽到包括剛才梁先生所說的。多謝主席。
好，我們現在是進行議程第三項，有關這個所謂 PODP、今天的會議的安排裡面呢，其實我們都想安排嘗試了有一件，就是剛才 Miss Andrew Thompson 提出了幾樣東西，就是所謂三維的思考和三維的公眾參與。即我們秘書處呢，即會用個創意的方法，就是即我們現在開會議到一半，就要大家一起參與做這個three dimensional 的，就是三維的，就一起參與去砌下那個模型。咁我哋個進行嘅方式就係咁嘅，即係我哋仍然係議程第三項，咁但係咧我就暫時咧就會即係休一休會，咁大概係幾分鐘咧，咁我哋就會即係等佢哋已經秘密咁運咗個模型嚟㗎啦，咁然後我哋就即係會等政府啲同事幫手 set up 咗啦 ，set up 咗之後，我哋跟住會議就繼續，咁繼續嘅有幾分鐘，我哋就一齊去即係喺企喺度望住咁。個 model 即係砌嗰個就唔係我哋會議一部分啦，但係即係我哋包括埋企下，就請阿 Iris 指下俾我哋睇邊個叫做啟德方啊，即係點樣樣噶，即係幫我哋講幾分鐘，即係嗰個都係會議嘅一部分啦。咁然後大家先至再坐低，然後我就再有一輪去俾大家去再發表一下意見啊，咁樣好唔好？咁如果係咁樣，我哋就即係暫時就休會，等佢哋 technically 咧係去做個 model 先，一陣間先啊。咁然後咧就我哋再會議繼續咧，就係、是、大家企起身喺度望住個 model， 等阿 Iris 介紹嘅。